Callers, callers, callers. Good morning, guys. Ty, is that your name, Ty?
Hey, man. Yeah, you call me Ty Die.
Ty Die?
Hey, man.
Okay, cool. What's on your mind this morning, man?
Hey, I was digging that Floyd you played. I love the Uma Guma album.
You oh, yeah, the Pink Floyd song we played.
Yeah, man.
Oh, you've got Uma Guma, huh?
Didn't you just like to say that?
Yeah.
Uma Guma. Solid.
So what's up, man?
Hey, you know, yesterday when you guys were talking about that stuff with the Disney movies.
Oh, yeah.
That stuff they're putting in your head.
Yeah.
That stuff's pretty subtle, man. But there used to be some stuff on that was way out there.
Like what, for instance?
It hits you right between the eyes if you were paying attention.
I must have missed it. Yeah, me too.
Hey, didn't you guys ever watch Scooby-Doo?
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 Yeah.
Shaggy and...
Hey,
that show, if you were paying attention, man, it was coming straight at you.
Give me an example. I don't know what you mean, man.
I'll tell you, man, if you remember that cartoon, right, when you were a kid?
Yeah?
You're thinking about the fact that there was Fred and Shaggy and Daphne and Zalma and Scooby, and they're traveling across the world, foiling crimes in the Mystery Machine.
Right, the Mystery Machine, that's it, yeah.
Hey,
what's your point?
You know, here's the setup, man. Here's how they legitimized it for the kiddies. Four teenagers and their trusty dog going back and forth across the country in their purple and green van.
Yeah.
Solving mysteries and meeting all kinds of interesting people.
Right.
Nice concept, huh?
Yeah. Is there a point here?
Yeah, man. You know what the truth is? This cartoon, if you really got into it, man, it'd make your mind go blank and your dick go hard.
Oh, jeez.
It was really about four high school dropouts and their crazed dog traveling the country in their psychedelic love machine. Earning their way by selling drugs.
Oh,
wait a minute.
And then every once in a while, they'd catch some old guy and rip off his mask and solve a mystery. A little hard to swallow, but if you just take a look at the evidence, man, I'm telling you, these kids were cooked and freeze-dried.
Oh, examples on that?
Hey, take Shaggy. Man, this cat was the inspiration for today's grunge look. With his floppy dress and bad facial hair. Think about it, man. The guy was a burner. He was smoking ganja. Yeah. Why do you think he was always constantly hungry? They'd show him, man. He'd make a 6-foot hoagie and swallow it all. Oh, man.
You're bringing up some pretty good points here.
And what about Scooby? While dogs can't do joints themselves, he used to take secondhand shotgun hits from Shaggy. And then if that wasn't enough, think about what he was doing all the time, man. He was always hitting them Scooby snacks. What do you think that was?
What were they?
Twinkies? Man, he was doing hash brownies.
Oh, Jesus. Hey,
those two, whenever you saw Scooby or Shaggy, they'd eat a couple of Scooby snacks and then they'd go ape. Their heads were coming off, man. They'd do what they're told. They were lit. I'm telling you, man, they were like a baked potato.
Well, you view that show a whole lot differently than I do with my son watching it in the afternoon. I don't know if I'm going to allow him to watch this now.
And look at Scooby, man. He was always hungry, too. You know he was doing some weed.
The dog?
You bet. And then the other characters, man, they were subtle. They didn't act like they were taking place in a stone fest most of the time, but they were. Think about it, man. They go around acting like they were just solving crimes. They weren't condoning the sale of the drugs that were being used to support their trip across the country. Where'd all the money come from, man? You just don't drive all over the world.
I often wonder about that.
Me too. Where did they come up with their money?
And what about Fred and Daphne? What were they doing, man? Always splitting off from the group to, quote, go solve the crime. They were doing some time, man. There's no mystery. They were always going in the back of that love machine and bumping uglies, man.
There were some
footprints in the ceiling of that van, man.
What?
There were some footprints in the ceiling of that van.
I don't want to think of Daphne
And think about Fred, man. Look at his build. He was a wide, broad, shouldered, strapping young man with a little tiny waist. He was doing rides, man.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
You know, one thing I didn't get, though, man, and it was kind of subtle but cool. He always was wearing that thing around his neck, that pretty little tie-dyed... What was it, man? Some kind of...
like an ascot.
Well, yes. I don't know, man. It looked more like he was just tying some kind of a chiffon scarf around his neck. That must have been some kind of weird reference to the gay crowd.
I don't know about that.
And Velma, everybody's least favorite member of the cast. She is a lesbian, you know it.
Yeah, you know, I always thought that.
What, did Velma from Scooby-Doo is a lesbian?
Oh, come on. Velma? She was never with another guy.
Hey, well, you got a point there.
I got a kicker for you, boy. She was into bestiality. Who do you think Scrappy Doo came from?
Oh! That's enough.
Wait a minute, man. We're talking about a dog that can speak perfect English. That had to be the byproduct of Velma and Scooby.
Hey, Shia, it's nice talking to you this morning.
Hey, I'll tell you, boys, you can't beat a cartoon that has teenagers driving around the world slinging dope and shooting roids, eating hash brownies, and doing their dog. Man, I bet they had one of those eight men who could fight.
All right, thanks,
Shia. Hey, man.
Oh, boy.
Expand your mind, man. I got to go. I'm losing it.
All right.
Play some more Floyd.
Yeah, all right.
Wow.
I can't even.
He's out there somewhere. We don't know where, but he's out there.
He watches that show in a whole different mindset than I do.
I'm going to have to watch Scooby-Doo today.
Yeah.